We are on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. With a little bit after the middle of the Yamid, we had a memre with the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rav. If by Dvorim there is a chesaron of mechusar amona. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, b'mishim mechusar amona, and Rav said, ain't b'mishim mechusar amona. Mi'oma Rabbi Yochanan hochi. So the Gemara is, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold there's an issa of mechusar amona? Ba'oma Rabbi Babachona, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, if a person tells his chav, I'm going to give you a matone, he can have chavote. Like the Gemara, yochel pshita, yochel is poshet. There was no maisa kinyim. That zicha, he's capable of having chavote. Elamuta lachseba, yisal kochoch, Rabbi Yochanan holds mutalach sabay. So how does this stem with that what we had before? The Rabbi Yochanan said there's dvorim yesh b'mishim b'chesor yamone. He said he's giving him a matone, and later he'll change his mind. Omar Rav Pope umayd Rabbi Yochanan b'matone mu'etes. The Samcha Datayu. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Yochel Achzaboy, Miyama Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, Diyesh Bedvorim Mishum Chesor in Amone. We had a member of Rabbi Yochanan, a person says he's going to give a matone, is Yochel Achzaboy. Vekashalon, Yochel Pshita, that's Poshidi, can have Chorot, Dolay Moshach. Ve'ein Koyach be'bezden l'choife, bezden zicha cannot force this person to give them atone. Elevadai al kochacho, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, Yochel, is mutalach sabay koma. There's no avla of being chayza. So the Gemara says, "Moide Rabbi Yochanan b'matone mu'etes she'ein mutalach." Rabbi Yochanan, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that mutalach means by matone merube. A matana mu'etes is also lachzaboy. Shemuta lachzah, Rashi says, by matana mu'etes, mishum de samcho daite de mekabel adibure. A person says he's going to give a matana mu'etes. So memele, so the mekabel relied on him. V'chi omar, Muta Lachzaboy, that what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that one is permitted to be Chayza, a matone merube koma, the loisamcha daite the mekabel the lekaime le dibure. The mekabel was not soimach das, that he's going to be mekayim dibure. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate. We have here the Vaila Halacha. Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person, Reuven goes over to Shimon and tells him, I'm going to give you $100 present, the next day he can have Charote. Changed his mind. Reuven goes over to Shimon, I'm going to give you $10. He's not allowed to change his mind. And the Gemara says the difference. Here was some chedai to the Mekabel. Here it wasn't some chedai to the Mekabel. Now, there's a Rishalmi, Bab Metzia, By a matana merube, why is it muta lachzer boy? It's not hein shaloch tzedek. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. It's not hein shaloch tzedek. So, how could he have charote? He told him, I'm gonna give you $100, and then later he changes his mind. So it's not hein shaloch tzedek. So the Rishalmi answers, Visha Sha'oma Hoya Hein Shaloi Tzedek. Avo La'acha Kach Imchosa Bo Yocha Lachza Bo. That's what the Rishalmi answers. Now let's understand this. When Reuben came over to Shimon, and Reuben goes over to Shimon, Shimon, I love you. I'm giving you $100. Now, if Reuben doesn't mean this, Chas v'Sholem. So there's a hein shaloch tzedek. You cannot say something. You don't mean it. So there's that's zicharosa. Hein shaloch tzedek. So speaking about Reuben came over to Shimon. He meant it. Shimon did a matayv in Lamech. I'm going to give you $100. Right? He meant it. Now, Shimon knows. Yeah, he really means it now. But he understands, tomorrow he's gonna get an electric bill in Dawson. And then $100, he's gonna tell his wife, I'm giving $100. She said, well, yes, I have to go shopping in Dawson. So, he's not soimach on it. He's not soimach. That means, even though he realizes that Reuben means to say, he means what he's saying. He wants to give him $100, but he realizes these are good intentions and he means it, but it will never, Lamaisa will never be niskayim because a big matanim, something will happen that he won't be able to do it. So Mamela, there's no, so he didn't rely on it. If he didn't rely on it, so there's no, so later when he changes his mind, and tack it tomorrow, if things come up that he can't give him the $100, so there's no mechusar amona because Shimon never relied on it. By matone muetes, the same scenario, he says, I'm giving you $10. Shimon relied on it, he tack it was saymach on it. Now the next day, Shimon changes his mind, There's a lot of mechusar amon. In both cases, Reuben changed his mind. In both cases, Reuben meant it when he said it, and later he changed it. There's a lot, you're not allowed to change your mind. You're mechusar amon. That means you told him something, he relied that you're gonna give him the $10, he made it ready, cheshbon, that's what he's gonna do with the $10. That's a din mechusar amon. You have to keep your word. And even though now it's different, since he relied on it, you're not allowed to do this. Now let us see the top Tosfos. Moide Rabbi Yochanan b'matone mu'etes. Rabbi Yochanan is moide b'matone mu'etes she'osa lachzaboy. V'yoyker nami havi k'moy matone mu'etes. Now we learned last week what is the din. We had such a case that someone, Reuben, sold, and he gave him a down payment. So the down payment, whatever the down payment was, here the boy was talking about he sold him flax. The seifi yakek isne. The flax became more expensive. So now, the moicher wants to be choyser. So he came to Rav. So the Mais Rav Kana came to Rav. So Rav told him, that you negate the payment, you're not allowed to be choyser. There's a mishapora. But Keneged, the rest of the Mekach, which he didn't pay for, it's Dvorim, and Dvorim ain't ben Mishim Mechusar Amona, it became more expensive, you're allowed to be Chayza. The Gemara says, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes, permission chasar amamon. So it would seem from the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan holds, if it became more expensive, he's not allowed to be. You told him you're selling the flax for $100, he gave you $10. Now the flax went up. You're not allowed to be chayza. Can I get the $90? So Tosi had a problem. Now let's be Megashim Dinyan. It went up, flax is now worth $500. Afal Pikein, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he's not allowed to be chayza. That's Tosfos Kasha. Here Rabbi Yochanan says by Amatonim. There's a difference between Amatona Merube and Amatona Muetes. That means if he told you give him $100, so then there's no Chesorna Mechusar Amonim. Now, this case of Kisna, it went up. It doesn't say how much it went up. Could be it went up, now it's worth $500. So why can't he be Chesor? That's Tosfos Miskasha. This is Tosfos. Why here Rabbi Yochanan said, that also lachzaboy. Yes, by mishim mechusorei amona. That is Tosfos Kasha, which is a meridik kasha. So Tosfos says, "Vayoyker nami havi kemoi matona muetes." Yoyker is like a matona muetes. So perhaps pshat is the way we explained it, that the Isser of Mechusar Amone is dependent on one thing. Did the Mekabel rely on this, or didn't he rely on this? When you told him you're giving him $100, he knows you mean it, but he didn't expect to receive it. Yeah, $100, he didn't expect to receive it. The minute he didn't expect to receive it, there's no Isser of Mechusar Amone. So it could be when you sold flax for $100. I mean, who knew Bechlal is going to jump up? Maybe it's going to jump down. Maybe it's going to go down. I mean, no one knows what's going to happen. What's going to happen tomorrow? So the Lekeach was soimach that he's going to sell it. Now something happened that went up. But as long as I have the smichis das of the Lekeach, the Lekeach, bought it for $100, Lekeach was expecting to get the flax for $100. That means it wasn't oimid dafke to get more expensive. Could be it'll get cheaper. Could be it'll remain the same price. So he relied that he's going to get it. The minute the smicha starts. So mamel then there's an issa of mechusar amon. About kaponim, so this is, we have again a member of Rapope. Rapope says that by Matona alone, he told him he's giving him a Matona, it depends. A Matona Merube is Muta Lachsaboy. A Matona Muetes also Lachsaboy. So the Gemara Ochinami Mistavra, it's Mistavra that Rapope said, that Rabbi Yochanan is Moide by a Matona Muetes. The Omer Rabba Bo, Omer Rabbi Yechanim. We have another member of Rabbi Yechanim. Yisrael Sha'oma Leben Levi, Kur Maisa Yeshlocho B'yodi. A Yisrael comes over to Levi, he says, you know, I was Mafrish Kur Maisa, Maisa Rishin, Yeshlocho B'yodi. I'm giving it to you. No, by me, I was Mafresh Komaisa, I'm giving it to you. Rashoi Ben Levi Rashoi Lasoi Say Trumas Maisa Mokimacha. This Ben Levi, he hears Kul Maisa already, that he's giving it to him. He's allowed to take this Kul Maisa and be Mafresh it and make a trumas meisa. Lasoi say trumas meisa mokimacha. That means that this Ben Levi had 9 kul of meisa rishon, which people had given him already. Now he tells him that they have there's a kul meisa yesh locho biyodi. So he's allowed to say, oh, gewaldig, he can take, so this kul, which is by the Yisrael, I'm making a Trumas Meiser on the other Meiser, other than Nainko Meiser I have. And he's allowed to do this. Now, Iamrit, Bishloime, Leimotzi, Lemeheda Bey. Now we have to know, does Rav Yochanan hold by the, can you have Charote? Siamet Vishloime Loimotzim Lahada Bay by Amatona Muetas, you cannot have Charote. Vishimhochi Rashoi, so the Ben Levi is relies on this Israel. He told him he's gonna give him the Kur Maisa. Bistame he won't have Charote. He relied on him. So he can make it now Trumas Maisa. Vishimachi Rashoi, Eliamret Motzi Lemehedabei, but if you say Kahef Charot, Avilabai Matona Muetes, Amai Rashoi, so why is he allowed to make a Trumas Maisa? Ishtakach to Kaochel Tvolim. That means this Israel told him, I'm giving you this cool Maisa, and he's gonna rely on him, and then later, this Yisrael will ask a rabbi, I changed my mind, I want to give it to a different Ben Levi. And so the rabbi said, yeah, if you want to change your mind, you can change your mind. And this will come out of Ashrek L'Chekilkul. If he's allowed to change his mind, then the Levi will make, you tell me the Levi's allowed to make a Tumas Maisa. So he'll be eating his Maisa Rishin, which is Tevel Tumas Maisa. He'll be eating Tvala. Now, before we go further, Kan Shayla Ben, we said a Matona Moetis also Lachzabach. I mean, a Kur Meiser is not speaking about an apple. We're speaking about a Kur is a large schum. So why is this a Matona Moetis? Other territories is poshut because what is he giving away? The Meiser he can't keep for himself. He has to give it away. All he has is Tavis Hano. I mean, it's, the Maisa is not his to keep. He has to give it away. It won't be the Israel. So the Shal either to give it to this Levi or another Levi. So all he has is the Tavis Hano. Who to give it to? So that's called Matana Muetas. I mean, what the Tavis Hano is called Adava Muet. So we see from this that that Rabbi Yochanan holds Matona Mamuetis also Lachsabai. So the Gemara says maybe it's Noraya. Maybe he holds Mutta Lachsabai. That what it says, he's allowed to make it Trumas Maise. Och Maiskin and Kenshinotla Mimena Vachosa Vivkidiyatsa. Maybe it's speaking about that maybe there's missing a sentence in this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told him, you know, I have a cool Maise. I want to give it to you. So the Levi said, yeah, come, I'm going to your house. You made a Mashiach. Listen, but then he said, listen, let me keep it by you. So he made a Mashiach, so he was kind of. So that's why he's allowed to make it through Miss Maisa. So Taisu says, because of Ifkidi, actually, if Taisu's have a Mutzel, a Mifriki, Alchimai, a Memra, so what's okay. So Bekitza, the Gemara says, that can't be the case. Let's look at the Sefer. What happens if this Israel did change his mind? He's not a fine Yid. He went and then, and all of a sudden, this Ben Levi did not, thank him profusely enough for giving him the Maisa. So he decided, oh, that's how he appreciates my dos, I'll show you. So there's another Levi. He goes and gives it to another Levi. Only all of Ella Tarumis. So all the first Ben Levi has is only Tarumis. He has Tarumis on it. I mean, you told me, you're giving it to me, now you change your mind, he has Tarumis. He's Al-Kedaitach, and Shenotle, Mimenu, Vachosav, Yifkidei Atzloi. Am I in all of Ella Tarumis? If it's speaking about that he already made a Mashiach on it, and it is already, and I gave it to another Levi, so he has only Tarumis on him. Even the Moshe, it's speaking about he made a Maisa Mashiach, so it's my Maisa Rishay. Allah shmamino, but the Lord not loy shmamino. So it's all right, it's not speaking about that not loy, it's speaking about that he didn't make a maisekin. Let us see Rashi. The Ben Levi, Kol Levi, Kol the Ben Levi. Kul Maisa Yesh Lecha Biyodi, Sheisarti Mipiraisai, but Nenu Loch, I'm going to give it to you. Trumas Maisa, Shalevi Mafrish Maisa Lekoyin, Maisa Mina Maisa, he gives the tent to give to the Koyin. So if you say it's Osa Lach Saboy, Mishim Ochi Rashoy, שיש לו לסמוך על מה שכוסוף שאירס ישראל לא יעשו אף לא לידברו חוסוף. He told him, סתם he won't be חייזה, להתננו לבי אחר. והוא מתון המועטס, היא צרה שסדיס המתון המועטס, שאין לי ישראל במייס הזה על הטייבס הנו, שביודים התחילו לעשות לכל בן לבי שירצה, so what he's giving him, it's only the Tavis Nike, and he given it to anyone, he gave it to him. Ein le Olav, ein le Ben Levi, Rishina Yisroel, ze ela Tarumish, Yevtichai, he told him he's going to give it to him, but Reicheles Nichzov. Al Mishma Mino, but Eloi Not Loi, V'yesh B'dvorim, Mishem Chasora Amone. Now, this member of Rabbi Yochanan, the Shid Mekabetzes, brings down a kasha from Rabbeinu Meir, a meridike kasha. The kasha is that, so now we know, Salach Zabai finished, he's not allowed to be chayza, he doesn't have to be fatal be chayza, so therefore the Levi can, he won't be chayza, he can make it from his maisa. Fine, he won't be chayz, but it's not his. It doesn't belong yet to the Levi. He wasn't kind of the Maiserishin. He can be lying, he's going to give it to me. Fine, but it's not his. So if it doesn't belong to the Levi, how could the Levi make a Trumas Maiser? It's not his. How could he make a Trumas Maiser? Which is Amar the Kekash. So the Shita Mekabet says on this kasha says two terutz. Let's first say the second terutz, which perhaps will be a little easier to understand. So it says Itaka wasn't kainit, but since I said I'm giving it to you, is Legora Minoising Lrishus Lechaveroi Sheyit Doim Mikiryoi Al Tvue Shaloi. That means like this. That means it's not yours yet. It's mine. But if I'm telling you I'm giving it to you, so I'm telling you, in other words, you can do whatever you want with it. So if you want to make it Trumas Maisa, I'm giving you the shoes to make it Trumas Maisa. That means it's not yours, it's mine. But whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you, so it's equivalent that I'm giving you the shoes. If you want, you can make it Trumas Maisa. Now, this we also have to understand. But let us first understand what he's saying. He says, the Rabbeinu Meir is saying in this Teretz, that Ba'etzim, the Maisa, does not belong to this Ben Levi. He wasn't kind of. But since he told them, I'm going to give it to you, and you can do whatever you want with it, so, in other words, he's telling them, if you want to make this Trumas Maisa, I'm giving you the shoes to make it Trumas Maisa. So, Sligora, it's loygora that like I made you a shliach to make it Trumas Maisa. It's mine. It's not yours. And I'm giving you the shoes to make it Trumas Maisa. This is what it's the second teretz of the Shita Mekabetzes. Now, the Tzayis HaChayshin in Simen Reish Talit Sivkot and Gimel brings down the Shita Mekabetzes and he has problems with the sheet and the kabetzos. But this teretz, he says, I don't understand. What's that? He's giving him the shoes to make a trumas maisa. The Israel also can't make a trumas maisa. It's not his. The maisa, it's mama na shavit. It means, bishloim, if it would be his, if it would belong to the Yisroel, so memela, so I'm saying, I'm giving it to you, so I'm giving you permission to do whatever you want, so I can give you the shoes to do what I can do with it. But lechayre, the Yisroel also can make a trumas maisa. It's the maisa sheni, the maisa rishon is mama na shavit. So he also can make it, so that he's giving him the shoes. Discussion says he has a tremendous problem with understand the sheet of the kibetzes. Lemaise, they bring down a Gemara in Gittin. We have to understand the Gemara about the Gemara says the Gemara in Gittin Rambam, the Yisroel can make it to Mesmaise. Forget about our Maise. The Yisroel, if he, even though it's Mamon HaShevet, the Yisroel can make this Maiserishin Trumas Maiser, another Maiserishin. It's his Bekoyach. That's Exeris HaKosov, or there's Alumnus, which we have to understand. But Al Kapon, the Yisroel is Bekoyach to make a Trumas Maiser, even though it's not his Maiserishin. So Memela, so now we understand the Shita Mekabetzah. So I'm telling you, I'm Bekoyach to make a Trumas Maiser. So I'm saying I'm going to give it to you, so as I'm giving you rishus, whatever I can do, you can do also. So you can also make it to Ms. Meisa. It's not mine, it's not yours, but I have a koyach to make it to Ms. Meisa, you could also make it to Ms. Meisa. That's Nichlal, and that what he told them, Ku Meisa she yesh lecho biyod. You can do whatever you want with it. That's the second teretz. The first teretz, the Rabbeinu Meir says it makes an akimta. It's speaking about makire kohune, the choshev ke'ilu bo liyodoy. Speaking about makire kohune, which is equivalent ke'ilu bo liyodoy. Now let us understand what this means. There's a Rashi in the Sechtes Gittin. Let us just say, the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says that a person is lending a kohen money, and the shaila is, how will the kohen pay back? So the kohen says, listen, you're going to be mafrish trume. So the trume, which normally you'd be mafrish, and you give it to me, so take this for a payment. So finished. So the truma that you'll be mafresh will be the payment for the halva. It's a nice cheshbon. Now the Gemara asks a kasha, but the malva was not mekayim mitzvahs nesina. I mean, if this would be done in slow motion, that means that the malva would give him the truma. A mekayim mitzvahs nesina. This is your truma. Fine. Then the kohen will say, good, it's my truma. Shkoyach, now here I want to pay back the chayv. He gives it back the truma. If this would have been done, it's gevaldik. But from the Mishnah would seem, you don't have to go through this whole procedure. He lends him the money. When he's mafresh the truma, he takes the truma as a payment and shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara is a kasha, but he wasn't mekayim mitzvus nesina. The Baal HaTvue was not Mekai Mitzvah's Nesina with the Trumet. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Makire Kohune. Makire Kohune, the Choshev Kilo Bo Liyoda. Now what does that mean? Makire Kohune means, so there's a Merdeka Rashi in Kitten. Rashi says like this. Makire Kohune means, everyone knows that this Yisroel gives this Kohen all his Trumet. That means this is a kohen, a chafetz chayim, that's his kohen. He gives them all his truma. So memele, so all other kahanim are miyayish to be zeichen the truma. They know Yankel's truma is not given to the chafetz chayim. So they're miyayish from their schus. So the Mephoshim explain as follows. Now, Be'emison, Trume is Momen Hashavit. Before he gives it to a Koyim Proti, it's Momen Hashavit. Now, so that's a Klolistike Bailis. It belongs to the Shavit. It doesn't belong to a Koyim Proti. It belongs to the Shavit. Now, if the whole Shavit is Miyayish, from getting, being zoich in this truma, because they know he won't give it to them. So we have ke'ilu, we have a shevet of kahanim, there's only one kohen in the shevet. Because all the other kahanim are miyayish. So automatically, it becomes his. Because all the other kahanim are miyayish. So it's ke'ilu mato liyodai. That's the lumdis. So that means he was Mekai Mitzvah's Nesin already. That means as soon as he's mafrish the Trume. And all the Kahanim know that he'll never give it to them. He's going to give it to this Kohen. So Memele, it's considered Ke'ilu Mota Le'yodai of that Kohen. So now let's go back to the Shita Mekabetzah. So the Shita Mekabetzah says, Shita Mekabetzes asked, how can this Ben Levi be make a Trumas Maisa? It's not his. He wasn't kind. And how can you make a Trumas Maisa? So he says, it's speaking about Makire Kune. That's the Choshev Kilu Bola Yodai. It's like what's his already. That's what the Shita answers. And the Kimte. So he doesn't understand. He says, if the Lomdus of Makiri Kunis Ke'ilu Boli Yodoi, so it became this Koyans, so it says later in the Sefer, what happens if the Yisrael decided to give it to another Ben Levi? So he can give it to the other Ben Levi in La'olav Ella Tarumis. Frektik Zeus, that he doesn't understand him. It's Kilo Bola Yodai, and he was zeichen it already. So how can he give it to another Ben Levi? This kasha the Zeus asks on the Shita Mekabetzes. I'd just like to say the Stipler in Masechtas Gittin wants to say pshat in this Shita Mekabetzes, he says, that means it was Momen HaShevet, and Kilo Bola Yodai means since all other Levim were Miyayish, so we consider that the Shevet exists of one Levi, so it's Kilo Bola Yodai of this Levi. But it's not a moment proti of the Levi. It belongs to this Levi als moment HaShevet, and since the rest of the Shevet was Miyayish, so Memele, it's Kilo Bola Yodai. But the only Kilo Bola Yodai is because there's no other Levium, because all were Miyayish. The minute this Yisrael changed his mind, and decided to give it to another Levi, so now there's more Levium in the Shevet. And the minute another Levi takes it, it belongs to him. That means he wants to say, I won't be Mavaya the Oymek Advorim, but he wants to say there's Momen Proti and Momen HaShevet. Makire Kohune makes that the Momen HaShevet whittles down to him. And that is some sort of a bailus. And without you, Mekayim Mitzvah's Nesina. And that is sufficient to make it Trumas Maisa. But this Bailus, it's not his as a moment proti. This Bailus can be Nifsak. The minute he'll change his mind and decide to give it to another Levi, so this Bailus of Momen HaShevet, so it's considered we have now more Levium in the Shevet, so Memela, so now it can belong to a second lady. that's about this type of ones the Femfa dictates Kasha and the Shita. Okay, that's this Gemara. Now we'll go further. Ahu Gavre the Yoiv Zuzi Ashumshmi. Someone gave money on shumshimi and sesame seeds. The saif iyaker shumshimi. So they became more expensive. Hadri bahu. So the moiche et charote. Kinyan kesef, he gave money. We have a din by kinyan mois, mois einem kainish, he can have charote. So he had charote. For Omri lay, less lan shumshimi. We're not selling anymore the shumshimi. We changed our mind. We're not selling it. We have charata from the Mecca. He didn't make a mashiach on the shumshimi. Less lan shumshimi. Shkel zuzach. You can take back your money. The deal's off. Lan shakel zuzi. Good. He didn't take back the money as yet. Ignif. Now the money got gigantic. Also, lekame de rove. So now they came to rove. Now there's a new dentere. So there's a dentere. The leker says, no, I want back my money. And the moich says, I told you to take the money. You didn't take it. Your hard luck. So my mele, it's not my responsibility. So rove said, omalei, even the omri loch shkel zuzan. They told you to take the money. Lay shakles. They told you to take it. You didn't take it. Lay me boy shema sochet lay habi. And not a shema sochet, ala fila shema chinam nami lay habi. Not even a shema chinam. They told you to take the money. Some mele, they have no responsibility to watch your money. So, not even a shema chinam. So, fila, they were a peshe. They left the door open. You have no kindness on them. Omri le rabbonon, le rove voboy le kvule le misha pore. This person that was chayze from the Mekach, he wasn't mekabel himself on misha pore. He just told over the lekeach that changed their mind. Yeah. Amalu ochinami. Sure, that's sure. He has to be mekabel on mishapor. I'm not talking about that. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, afilu shemachinam nami lehabe, vafilu poshu bishmirosom pture. They have no responsibility for the kesef. So the yest rov of a boy lekabule, vidulme lehavi mekabel. Maybe he won't be mekabla mishapora. Vishtakech de zuzi di day habe. So he told him, Ochinami, oi mishalem hashim shemin, oi yekabel mishapora. Now, there's a merdike ritva. The ritva says pshat. The ritva says as follows. Va'af al gav, and he said the Rashi holds like this. Va'af al gav da hi shate da omale shkel zuzach adain le kibel mishapore. That means like this. He told them, change my mind, take your money, finish the dealers off. He wasn't mekabel on mishapore. Ve'ni yoche la'arza boi beloi mishapore. You can't be chayza without a mishapore. So we mekabel now a mishapore, it's good. So from the chedushi ritva we see a moiridik azach. We see as follows, that in Emerson, Chazal were mesakin that by kinyan mois, before he made a meshiche, both tzodim can be chayze, the moiridik can be chayze, the ker can be chayze. But this is a tenai. You have to mekabel mishapore. They go to bezin. Is mekallel him, he tells him before not, Yifra Mimcha, you have to be mekabel mishapor. So from the Ritva we see a Mordechai Zach. That means you have a right to be Chayza whenever you want. And the Chazore is Chal now. But tonight you'll be Mekabel HaMishapor. That means if later you'll chicken out, I don't want to embezzle, should be Mekalem. So finished. It was no Chazore. Without a Kabbalah HaMishapor, you can't be Chayza. But if later you were Mekabel HaMishapor, so then the Chazore is Chal from before. So this person, that's how the Ritva is Mubah, this person, he told her, Rav, the Dintel was very good for him, he told him, Tula Shalach, he's Potter, so he's going away, he's finished. So the Rabbon and his Rav, listen, this person wasn't Mekabel HaMishapor, so Rav said, Enechanami, I mean, if he doesn't want him Mekabel HaMishapor, so he has to give him the thing, he has to give him the Shumshimin. If he wants to now be Mekabel HaMishapor, so then the Chazore from before was Chal, and then he doesn't have to pay for the money that was stolen because he told them to Leshalach. Zok Taisvitz, El Afilu Shem Mechinam Nami Leihav. Vohoda Oma Beperik HaUmnim. So Taisvitz asks Akash, the Gemara further, Tu shaloch vohave mois, shaymachinam. Now, let us explain for 1 minute what that means. The halacha is that if a person gave something to an woman, and when he finished it, so now the woman wants to get paid, and the Bailam wants his chayfetz. So the woman rightfully can tell the Bailam, Rabiv, you want your chayfetz? Pay me for my work? I'll give you the chayfetz. The woman has a right to hold the chayfetz till he gets paid for his work. So be'etzem, this chayfetz is a leverage to make sure he can get back his money. So, it's considered he's a shema socha on the chayfetz. That means he's getting paid. It means he's watching the chayfetz, but he's deriving benefit that the chayfetz is by him, because that's how he can force the bailam to pay him. He's a shema socha. What is if he tells the bailam, tu leshaloch, Rabbi Mois, take your chayfis. Lady can bring me money. He just brand new. Take your chayfis. So the Gemara says he's a shayma chinam. But a shayma chinam he is. So we have a Gemara before he said tula shaloch vavei mois was a shayma socha. He told them tula shaloch, he becomes a shayma chinam, but a shayma chinam he is. Our Gemara says, that Rav says, they told them Tula Shaloch. And Rav said, not only is he not a Shema Soch, he's not even a Shema Chinam, since he said Tula Shaloch. So Taisva says, a problem, why, what is this different than the Gemara and the Perikom? That's Taisva's Kash. So Taisa says like this. It matters what he was before. If before he was a Shemel Socha, and then he says Tu Leshaloch, so the Tu Leshaloch is Nachsin in Darge. So now it means that I'm not a Shema Soch, but I'm a Shema Chino. Tu Shaloch whittles down the Chiyuv Shmira that he had. Before it was a Shema Soch, now it's a Shema Chino. What does Taisis mean to say? But by Yos, he wasn't a Shema Soch. He was really a Shema Chino. So here he said, Tu Shaloch. So Mamela now is not even a Shema Chino. And let's elaborate a little bit. We had a machloikis, a shbik shayla in Taisvis, Tafmem Gimelom and Aleph. If we hold mois einam koines, fine. Does the moicher, so the moicher can change his mind, the liqueur can change his mind. Can the moicher use the money? Can the moicher use the money? Could be, that means even if the mecha will be bought, also I'm a live on the money. Can the moicher use the money? Or no? Since Chazal said the while this transaction is still in the air, could be mevchaz acharata, you can't use the money. Taisus says two mahalchim. One mahalch Taisus wants to say that the moicher cannot use the money. One mahalch Taisus wants to say that the moicher can use the money according to Rabbi Yochanan, that moicher can use the money. Taisus says the moicher can use the money and he's a shame asach. That's the second mahalach in Taisus. So, Rabbi Kebega explains, there's a Taisus in Erebim, how Taisus is going according to the first mahalach. That means, really, he can't use the money. He's not a shema soch on the money. That means, he says, loy me boy, I feel like you would have been the kabul, schar to watch the money. So then you would be a shema socha, but that also is not true. You want mekabel schar. So you want, not only are you not a shema socha because you want mekabel schar to get the money, the afilu ashay mechinim, you also are not now because you said tul shaloch. So Taisvis is saying, in other words, that tul shaloch accomplishes that nachsin and dalget, that you're a dalga less shaymer than you were till now. And since over here,